From WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Many of us plan to live out our years in our homes, but if the steps are shaky or the bathtub has nowhere to grab, we might fall and get hurt. Lauren Avarella of the Baltimore nonprofit Civic Works tells us about its efforts to upgrade seniors' homes and make them safer. From installing grab bars to adding ramps, they offer an array of modifications so residents can age in place. We hear from Thelma Brown. Her home in Bel Air Edison underwent repairs last fall.
I said, wow. I said, you mean to tell me I'm going to have heat this year? He said, why? Didn't you have heat before? And I'm telling him, you know, about the couple of years we didn't have heat. He said, well, Ms. Brown, you're going to have some heat this year.
It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at WYPR.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@WYPR.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Many of us are attached to the idea of growing old in our current homes. But can our homes accommodate our needs as we age? A 2014 survey by AARP revealed that nearly 4 out of 5 adults age 45 and up hope to stay in their current residence as long as possible. The Maryland Department of Aging estimates that by 2030, 1 out of 4 Marylanders will be age 60 or over. Seniors living on a fixed income could have trouble keeping their homes in good shape or making modifications to meet their needs. Those modifications can run the gamut from adding ramps and grab bars to moving a bathroom to the first floor, projects with big price tags. With me is Lauren Avarella, Director of Elder Services for the Baltimore nonprofit Civic Works. She began there as an AmeriCorps member in 2010 and joined Civic Works staff the following year. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Civic Works has 2 programs to help seniors get their homes assessed and repaired, while also helping them finance the projects with loans or grants. So tell us about these programs.
So we have 2 programs, as you said. We have a program which is a citywide aging in place initiative. It's called Cities for All Ages. We've been running this program for about 10 years now. That program helps people to age in place by sending a social worker out to the home or a case manager to assess the need in the home, but also to assess if there's a need for any kind of extra services to keep them aging in place safely.
Services as opposed to some physical change in the home.
Yes, absolutely.
So services like?
We're making sure people are getting their energy assistance if they need it, if they need food assistance. We not only do the physical assistance in the home, but we're trying to make sure that we can help people to sustain their homes after our intervention.
So that's the Cities for All Ages.
That's Cities for All Ages, correct.
And you've been doing that for about 10 years.
About 10 years.
And the other program?
Is Housing Upgrades to Benefit Seniors. That program is a collaboration effort with Green and Healthy Homes Initiative, Rebuilding Together Baltimore, and Neighborhood Housing Services of Baltimore. As a collaboration, and Civic Works is the lead organization on this, we have 5 social workers housed at 5 different agencies throughout the city. We have one at Sinai Hospital. We have one at Keswick Multicare Center, Strong City Baltimore, Banner Neighborhoods, and we have one at Meals on Wheels. Those social workers, from our work with Cities for All Ages and doing the minor home repairs, we realized that we were, in some homes, putting a dent into fixing the house. So we could
I think I get your concept, but amplify that. Putting a dent into fixing the house sounds like you're taking an axe to something.
We were doing a very small portion of what was actually needed in the home. So with our Cities for All Ages, we were doing the home safety modifications, so we were making sure they were safe by adding grab bars and railings and things like that. But we were realizing we could put all that into the home, but if there was a leaking roof or a furnace that wasn't working or a hot water heater that wasn't working or a sewage backup in the basement, we couldn't really keep them safely aging in place. So the Housing Upgrades to Benefit Seniors program has been around since 2015. Those social workers go out and they help people to apply for grants and rehab loans through the city, the state, and other existing nonprofits to get those more major home repairs done. So we have done about 650 major home repairs in the past 2 years. So again, those are roofs, furnaces, hot water heaters, and we've kind of been able to stabilize communities a little bit more by stabilizing some of the houses that the older adults live in Baltimore City.
What else goes into the decision of whether to do it, whether that senior is going to be in that house long enough, or whether the funding, whether it's worth it for the house? I mean, just how do you make these decisions?
Yeah, each case is completely different and unique. So again, we're sending out a human service person, so a social worker, case manager, to assess the full house. So we're assessing health. We're assessing the needs in the home. We're also checking on equity in the home, equity in the neighborhood. Is it in safe environment for people to stay in? And do we feel like it's somewhere that they can sustain themselves for a while? So we are checking in with caregivers. We're checking in with neighbors. We're seeing the isolation factors in people's homes and making sure that all of those things are in place so that we can keep somebody safely in their homes.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Lauren Avarella, Director of Elder Services for the Baltimore nonprofit Civic Works, about the organization's efforts to improve seniors' homes and make them safer. Back up for me. How do people get connected with Civic Works?
So we have a central intake line, and that will get you into all of our programming that we have for older adults. The number for the central intake line is 443-470-9871.
443-470-9871. We will put that on our website. But
absolutely.
But people need to know about you to even try to look up your phone number. So how do people hear about you?
So we actually go out to a lot of community events. We are at neighborhood block parties. We come and speak to different neighborhood associations. We are a program that heavily relies on word of mouth. So we have a lot of older adults that are very engaged in our program and tell their neighbor who then tells their neighbor who then tells their cousin who lives on the other side of town. And then we end up on that side of town as well. We do not have to do a lot of outreach for our program. The need is a lot larger than what we have capacity for.
And do people need to be a resident of the city?
Yeah. So our people need to be 65 or older, they need to be a Baltimore City resident, and they need to be under 80% of the metro median income for Baltimore City and county. For a one-person household, that's about $40,000 a year. So the income requirements are generally pretty lenient, but they do have to fall under that income requirement.
And do they need to be the owner of the home we're talking about?
So we work with homeowners and renters, but we do need to have access to the landlord. So a landlord would have to sign off on modifications. A lot of times, once the landlord is involved, they'll do the modifications themselves, but we'll happily do the modifications if needed.
And how long is the wait for home upgrades?
Currently, it again depends on what the home upgrade need is. We have about a 3-month wait list for most services in our program. So from time of intake, it usually takes 2 to 3 months for a social worker to get out to the home. In cases that are emergencies, which right now is no heat season, those cases are taking precedence. Also, any kind of water pipe breaking or sewage backup because pipes are breaking because it's cold outside, all of those become urgent issues with our program. Also, if anyone has had a recent fall or a hospitalization, we want to make sure we get out to those people. But if none of those issues are happening and it's just needing help with home repairs, we are at about a 3-month wait list.
Who does the repairs?
So we actually have our own construction staff. They are all certified aging in place specialists, so they have specialized training to do this type of work. They're also lead abatement training, so we're very safe with making sure that we're testing for lead in the homes and making sure that we're safely doing the work. We have 4 construction staff, and that construction team also supervises 4 construction apprentices, who I believe we'll hear from one in a bit.
Yeah.
They do all of the work for us. We do subcontract out more major home repairs, so roofs, furnaces. We want to make sure that we have the specialized people working in the homes, but they're all contractors that we've worked with for at least the past 10 years and have been very thoroughly vetted by us.
And what financial options do the seniors have? Are they paying for any of this, or is it all grant covered?
So there are grant programs and there are loan programs. There are grant programs through some of the nonprofit agencies that I mentioned earlier, but most of the interventions are through deferred or forgivable loans to the city or the state. The deferred loan programs act as basically a lien on the home, but do not have to be paid back until the home is sold. So that could be that you leave the home to your children, but as long as you didn't sell it to your children, it still acts as a lien on the home. So you never have to make a payment until the house is sold and then it comes out of the sale of the house. There are also forgivable loan programs, especially through the emergency roof repair program. So that acts as a 5-year forgivable loan, and 20% is deducted from the total cost of the loan. And after 5 years, the loan actually disappears.
So how many seniors does Civic Works typically assist with upgrades and home repairs per year?
Usually about 800, and we have served probably about 5,000 in the past 10 years, with anything from just the intervention of grab bars, railings, to the more major stuff that we discuss, the roofs, the furnaces.
Yeah, besides grab bars and railings, what are the other kinds of upgrades or repairs that fit in that sort of smaller category, not the major things roof or furnace?
Absolutely. So we do ramps. We do any kind of modification that would make someone safer. So things that you don't think about, a loose floorboard. We're making sure that there's still the tight banisters on the steps, or the balusters are not loose, so if people are grabbing them as they're walking up the steps. We're making modifications to bathrooms a lot, so we're making sure that they have rails to get on and off the toilet. Just basic safety measures throughout the home. You wouldn't think that standing up to pull a pull chain on a light would be difficult for somebody, but even just lengthening that so that people don't have to stand up on a chair, it's little modifications like that that make a huge difference when people are prone to falls, or when people are more vulnerable to falls.
I can see that it makes a huge difference, and we're going to learn more about that the rest of this show. We're going to take a quick break here. Lauren Avarella, Director of Elder Services for the Baltimore nonprofit Civic Works, is going to stick with us. And when we come back, we'll hear from a senior who received upgrades to her home. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that every second of every day in the United States, an older adult falls. Falls are the number one cause of injuries and deaths from injury among older Americans. Working to prevent injuries and make homes more comfortable and accessible for seniors is the Baltimore nonprofit Civic Works, which has 2 programs to offer seniors housing upgrades. Lauren Avarella, Director of Elder Services at Civic Works, is with me, and now Thelma Brown is joining us. Thelma Brown has lived in the Bel Air Edison neighborhood for 20 years. Last fall, she got in touch with Civic Works to receive repairs and upgrades on her home. Thelma Brown, welcome to On the Record.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How did you hear about the home repair program at Civic Works?
I received a brochure one day in the mail.
In the mail?
Yes. And after sitting, reading, you know, you sort of push mail to the side. And I knew I needed a few things had to be done, you know, in my home, and I wasn't able to pay for it. So one day I sit down and I looked at the paper and I'm like, I'm going to try this just to see if it's going to work, you know. And I call and they said, well, we're going to put your name on the list. I said, okay, and push the paper back to the side again. So one day I got a phone call.
About how long did you wait for the phone call?
I guess I waited about a month.
Okay.
Yeah, it was about a month.
So they call you and?
Yes, and they asked me a few questions, you know, how much I was making, how long I had been living in the home, what repairs, you know, that need to be done. And I told them, you know, everything they needed to know. And she said, well, we're going to have someone to come out and talk with you. And that's how it all started.
And that took how long until someone came out?
I say roughly about 3 weeks. The supervisor that came out, sit down, talk with me, asked me questions, and walked around the house with me. And she asked me different things, you know, what needed to be done in the home. And
what repairs were you hoping that they would do when they came?
Okay, my roof needed to be done. And
like completely? Or, I mean, was there a hole in it or what?
No, it was partially, you know. I had it did once, and I noticed that the top part of it around the edge was coming apart. And I knew that I couldn't have the money to have it fixed.
And was there actually rain getting into your
yes,
house?
Yes. It was leaking? Yes, yes. And
so your roof was leaking. What else?
And she walked around. She looked at that, written that down. She went outside, and she looked around outside, and she said, your steps. She said, have you ever fallen? And I said, well, you know, yes, I did. I said, one day I was out in the backyard, and I went to go up my step, and the step moved, and I slid and fell. And it just so happened no one was out there, and I had to struggle to get myself up.
You also have, you had a furnace problem, right?
Yes, yes. To be honest with you, for about 3 years, I burned my stove, my oven, to keep warm, because the furnace downstairs wasn't working. I was leery as far as trying to cut it on because of the thermostat was so old, and it was just 3 years of keeping warm, not less than I go upstairs in my bedroom and put a heater on in there and stay in there. And so she went down and she looked at the heater and she said, oh my. She said, well, Ms. Brown, she said, we're going to get back with you. She said, we'll get back with you within a couple of days. And I guess about a week passed. And one day, a truck was out there and they said, we come to do some repairs. And I was like really shocked that it came so fast, you know. They walked around, they looked, they took pictures of the ceiling, they took pictures in the bathroom, they took pictures downstairs in the basement. I was so thrilled. Oh, I was so thrilled to know that these things was going to get fixed, you know. And I remember telling one of the workers that was there, I said, wow. I said, you mean to tell me I'm going to have heat this year? And he said, why? Didn't you have heat before? And I'm telling him, you know, about the couple of years I didn't have heat. He said, well, Ms. Brown, you're going to have some heat this year. And that's how it all
and
started.
And how long did it take for the repairs to be done?
So they worked from October because they had to order parts. They had to order the heater. They had to order various things. But in the meantime, inspectors was coming. So they really finished around December.
Lauren Avarella, is this a typical level of repairs and improvements?
It depends on a lot of different things. So Ms. Brown lives in a well-established neighborhood. She's been in her home for a long time. The home did have equity in it. It really depends. We can't guarantee everyone that we can fix their roof and their furnace and their steps, but we would like to try. And we very much will try very hard to get this level of repair done for everyone, but Miss Brown's case is one of the good ones.
And the work on Thelma's home was paid by grants?
Her work was done partially by grants and partially through the city.
What difference has it made in your life, Thelma Brown?
Oh, my. It has made a great difference in my life. I can walk around in my home and it's nice and warm. In my bathroom, I can be safe because of the bars that they put up in there, and coming down my steps, I know that I'm safe because I can grab hold to the railing now and it don't shake anymore. And I can just feel comfortable. I feel very comfortable in my home now, very comfortable to know that all of my windows has been winterproof, and they seal all of that. I had one back window that was completely coming out, and they redid that. And every day I go to that window and look out and just look at the birds, you know. And at one time I couldn't do that because it was so cold back there. And now, you know, I could just walk and just look out and know that it's warm in that room. Matter of fact, I hadn't slept back in that room for years, but last night I slept on the bed back there in that room because it was nice and secure.
That's Thelma Brown, a senior who received assistance from Civic Works to make repairs and safety upgrades to her home, including fixing her heat, adding grab bars, fixing her back steps. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Lauren Avarella, Director of Elder Services at Civic Works, is here too. And now I want to introduce Tayshawn Walker, an AmeriCorps member and construction trainee at Civic Works. Tayshawn Walker, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
How did you find out about the AmeriCorps program at Civic Works?
AmeriCorps, it was more so like a walking opportunity. A couple of their associates was walking around in the neighborhood passing out brochures and telling us they was giving out open interviews, and I took the opportunity. Went to an open interview, and they caught me and hired me.
What appealed to you about it? Why did it seem like a good idea?
Because it was more so my field of work, and when they said that you'll be working with old people or elderly people, it's something that I like to do, so I took advantage of it.
That cinched it for you. Lauren, how many AmeriCorps members does Civic Works have each year?
So Civic Works has over 200 AmeriCorps members a year. They can be with us anywhere from a full year to a three-month term of service. Our program, or our Elder Services program, has about 14 a year. So we have four construction apprentices currently. And they're all doing a great job. They all are varying degrees of construction, and some of them, like Tayshawn here, wants to actually go into construction as his career. And then we have some of them that use it for the education award. So we have another one who wants to be a chef. So he wants to go to culinary school with his education award and be able to do some things around his house, but doesn't want to go to the level of construction training that Tayshawn does.
Tayshawn, you mentioned that part of what appealed to you was that the work you would do was with senior citizens, and in particular, you're making their homes safer for them. What does that mean to you to do that?
Basically, just to keep them safe and comfortable at home. So, like, my job is to come in, install railings and lights and stuff like that. So when I know I done my job right and I know that they're safe, so it makes me feel good.
What do you want to do in the future?
If I could, I'd stay with Civic Works.
I don't know whether it works that way, Lauren. Do people stay with Civic Works?
Some people do. We have a lot more AmeriCorps members than we do staff members, but we do have about 100 staff members, and a lot of those are past AmeriCorps, myself included. And so there's always the opportunity, making sure that they get their education first and they use those education awards, and then they come back to us, and if we have a staff opportunity open, yeah.
Tayshawn, how have you applied your construction skills in your own life?
I just helped my mom. Her cabinet fell off the wall.
Oh.
And if it wasn't for Civic Works, I wouldn't know how to install certain things, but I installed a cabinet back for her.
And how did your mom react to that?
She was happy. She was proud of me.
That's got to feel good.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
I'm really grateful to you all for telling us about this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lauren Avarella is Director of Elder Services at the nonprofit Civic Works. Thelma Brown received housing upgrades through Civic Works last fall, and Tayshawn Walker is a construction trainee and AmeriCorps member at Civic Works. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we will link to information about Civic Works programs, Cities for All Ages, and Housing Upgrades to Benefit Seniors. Their phone number is 443-470-9871. 443-470-9871. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.